Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance that would adopt the 2022 Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly and Board of Education apportionment plans and submit them to the voters on the ballot for the October 4th regular borough election. State law requires that the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly adopt an apportionment plan for borough assembly representation following the 2020 federal census. The ordinance, through adopting and presenting to the voters for selection of two representation and apportionment options, one of which is different from the current plan, meets that requirement. The plan receiving the most votes will be put into place after the election. The first option, Plan 1, would consist of 9 districts in the borough. The second option, Plan 2, would consist of 11 districts in the borough. In both plans, the assembly members and school board members would be elected by voters residing in the district the member represents. In addition, an amendment from assembly member Richard Durkavorkin passed. He said,
"We talked about this in committee. I just want to make sure that the voters, when they go to the polls, have all the information in front of them. So I worked with legal to get the proper terminology on this amendment as the range of cost that these four positions would add, or potentially add if option 2 is selected."
His amendment states that Plan 2 would add 2 elected members to the Borough Assembly and 2 elected members to the Board of Education. The cost to add 2 members to the Assembly will add an approximate range of $13,000 to $72,000, depending on whether health care and other benefits are exercised in total costs to the Borough's annual budget. The cost to add 2 elected members to the Board of Education will add an approximate range of $77.50 to $59,960, depending on whether health care benefits are exercised in total costs to the school district's annual budget. A separate amendment from Assemblymember Tyson Cox proposed that no conceptual district maps for a 9 or 11 member district be included in the 2022 Kenai Peninsula Borough voters pamphlet. It failed on a 6-3 vote. The 8th annual Kenai River Spring Cleanup is scheduled for May 12th through the 13th in Soldotna. It's an opportunity for the community to work together to keep Soldotna and the Kenai River clean. In addition to the removal of debris from the riparian habitat of the Kenai River, this event also seeks to instill a sense of personal responsibility and stewardship for the Kenai River within the youth of the community. Shannon Martin with the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association told KSRM,
"So we're going to be cleaning about 7 sites along the river from Sterling all the way through Soldotna. There's about anywhere from 300 to 500 students who participate. And I feel it's kind of like a spring garden where everybody goes out and you weed the garden and you prepare it for the incoming salmon run."
Martin speaks on the importance of spring cleanup.
"Yeah, it's important to teach our children and our youth in our community to be good stewards of the environment. And they get to experience that firsthand with participating in the spring cleanup."
Martin speaks on how much has been picked up over the years.
"I mean, it can be anywhere from 2,000 pounds of trash all the way up to 3,600 pounds of trash each cleanup. It's huge. It's water bottles, cigarette butts, trash, tires, fishing line, fishing weights. There's a lot of things that are discarded at our public parks and our public access points."
In 2014, in cooperation with the Kenai River Professional Guide Association and the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, Mark and Cindy Glassmaker created the Kenai River Spring Cleanup. And through this event, over 3,000 school kids have removed over 10,000 pounds of trash from the Kenai River. This event is a way for local students to connect with and protect the Kenai River. And for more information on the event, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.